Chapter 3. Whoever has lived long enough to find out what life is knows how deep a debt of gratitude we owe to Adam, the first great benefactor of our race. He brought death into the world. Pudd'nhead Wilson's Calendar. Percy Driscoll slept well the night he saved his house minions from going down the river, but no wink of sleep visited Roxy's eyes. A profound terror had taken possession of her. Her child could grow up and be sold down the river. The thought crazed her with horror. If she dozed and lost herself for a moment, the next moment she was on her feet and flying to her child's cradle to see if it was still there. Then she'd gather it to her heart and pour out her love upon it in a frenzy of kisses, moaning and crying and saying, "Dey shan't, oh, dey shan't, you poor mammy will kill you first." Once, when she was tucking it back in its cradle again, the other child nestled in its sleep and attracted her attention. She went and stood over it a long time, communing with herself. "What has my poor baby done that he couldn't have your luck? He ain't done nothing. God was good to you. Why weren't he good to him? They can't sell you down the river. I hates your pappy. He ain't got no heart. For niggers he ain't anyways. I hates him, and I could kill him." She paused a while, thinking. Then she burst into wild sobbings again and turned away, saying, "Oh, I gotta kill my child. They ain't no other way. Killing him wouldn't save the child from going down the river. Oh, I got to do it. Your poor mammy's got to kill you to save you, honey." She gathered her baby to her bosom now and began to smother it with caresses. "Mammy's got to kill you. How can I do it? But you..."